welcome to another Ben and Gabe podcast. This week, I did the editing of the podcast. Usually it's Ben. Ben does most of the work. Every week, day after day, month after month, Ben does most of the work. And I say, no, I'll do it next week. And I never do it, but Comedy Festival is over and I've got to pick up the slack here. So this week, I said, I'm going to do it and I'll get it to you on time, Sunday afternoon. Well, it's Monday lunchtime, but I have a valid excuse. I've had the week from hell. I lost my phone. I found my phone. My car crashed. My computer crashed. My phone broke. My washing machine broke. I got a ring stuck on my finger. But then today I saw a man outside of a university chasing after pieces of paper in the wind, and they were blowing everywhere, and he was running like a lunatic. And I thought to myself, all is well in the world. Everything's going to be okay. Ben had a bit of a confession early on in the episode. Now, you think you know someone. I've been working with Ben now for a year, and I tell you what, I did not see this coming. Thing is, though, whilst discussing this topic, Ben reveals something about his shower routine that I really didn't want to know. This week we have a Randy animal theme as well. Ben gets very creative with Barry White. I am extremely happy to talk about all kinds of frisky animals. There's frisky dolphins, there's frisky orangutans, there's frisky Ben. No, Ben didn't get frisky. But there's a frisky Steve Dixon. That's right, we're talking about One Nation and the upcoming election. Meanwhile, Gabe knows more about orangutans than politics. Let's see how this goes. So here it is, this week's podcast.
Got a great show for you this morning. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about escaped monkeys.
Yes.
There was one big monkey that escaped at the zoo on the weekend.
Yes, Maloo.
Balu.
No, not little cheeky man. Got out again.
Again.
Repeat offender.
Yeah, he's a randy little 15-year-old, isn't he?
Yes, he is. People are eating their breakfast, Ben. Let's not talk about that just yet. We'll hold on to that story.
We're going to be talking about One Nation.
Of course.
What a great political party that is.
This stuff writes itself.
So positive.
Just one week, can we not have something in the media about One Nation?
Bill Shorten.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say the randy little bugger. He's a bit cheeky though.
Yeah, he is a bit cheeky and he can read. So
yeah.
That's good to know.
That's a good sign if he wants to run the country. We're also going to be talking about things you shouldn't have in your house. Because
mm-hmm.
I got outed the other day.
Oh yeah?
I've got a big, bad, dirty secret.
Yeah.
I've got something in my house that I shouldn't have.
Oh, is it your housemate?
Well, yeah, him too. He needs to go. But I want to talk more about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've dropped you off at your house before, but you've never let me in. So what are you hiding?
Ooh.
What are you hiding?
You're not
going to
believe
Benjamin?
It. Mm-hmm. Gabe, you saw something pretty funny over the weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, something to do with smoking.
Yeah, yeah. I was sitting at the lights next to a car and it had this big sign on the side saying the person's name and that it was natural healing, right? And she had all these crystals hanging in her car and she was having a big old durry as well. So I just thought, it's not that natural healing, is it? A big durry in the morning? And made me laugh.
It's going to be a great show, isn't it?
I really do want to talk about Steve Dixon as well. Stephen.
I'm looking forward to it.
Hi, this is Richard Stubbs. You're listening to the best breakfast program Joy can ever do on a Wednesday. It's Ben and Gabe.
Look, I was outed over the weekend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which is never, you should never out people, but sometimes you deserve it.
I need some feedback if I'm in the right here, because I had some pre-drinks with some friends over the weekend.
Yes, yes.
Had some drinks around the house before we went out and went out and we were in the Uber and one of my friends started to get a little bit fresh and was like, hey, guess what, everyone? Ben still uses plastic straws.
Ben, you're bad boy. Where do you, you live north side. Where do you even buy them?
Yeah, I know. And everything in my house is eco as well. Like we've got the eco dish liquid, the eco laundry detergent, body wash.
Yeah.
My whole body is eco. You can probably smell me from here.
Yeah, you smell a bit eco.
But I've got a little bit of a confession to make. Because I love animals.
Mm-hmm.
I want to save the world. Like I said, I'm eco.
Mm-hmm. Except for the dolphins. What do you got against them?
Oh, yeah, look, they're a little bit annoying. Flip. I was never really a fan of Flipper.
Yeah, right.
But I really like plastic straws. They're really nice to use. And I've got another confession to make. I don't really like the paper straws.
No, I don't either.
They're really horrible to use.
They're not good, are they?
No. So brings me to my issue here, though, because like I'm a huge eco warrior living on the north side, but I've got plastic straws. Am I a bad person?
Yes.
I've just look. I've got a packet of them.
Yeah.
I've had them for quite a long time. I think it's okay if I still keep using them and just get rid of them. Yeah.
Yes.
Can I just enjoy my last packet of plastic straws?
I guess you can, because if you don't use them, you're going to throw them out and they're going to end up in our oceans choking dolphins anyway. So I've got another question for you because you say you're all eco-friendly.
Yes.
You look like the kind of guy that would get into some microbeads. Have you got any microbeads in that?
Oh, look, the beads I need are usually a little bit bigger.
Okay, all right. Too big.
Moving on. I do really like microbeads. Is that an issue?
It is an issue. It is because the fish...
Because you know I do take great pride in my skincare.
Yeah, well, you could use a natural remedy like almond or something like that. No, walnut things. Mm. Because if you use the microbeads, they go down the drain, the fish eat them, and they absorb toxins as well.
But wouldn't they have nice skin? Wouldn't it just scale off all the dead skin on their scales?
On the inside, though, Ben.
Is there going to be a thing with straws now or even like microbeads where it's like, you know, it's going to become like prohibition straws?
Yeah.
Where you're going to have to meet like a man in an alleyway with a trench coat.
Yeah.
And like, hey, look at these plastic straws I've got. You like these? What about these microbeads?
Someone else is texting and saying they've got the metal straws as well. May I just say one
quick... Is this the way to go?
It is the way to go. And yeah, you're a bad man. You're definitely a bad man. But I just want to just really quickly say, because this is not an issue that many people are aware of. Mm. Sometimes people with disabilities do need straws, and metal straws like that aren't kind of easy for them to be carrying around and cleaning. And I went to a bar in the north side and I had a disabled friend with me, and I went to get him a drink and he needs a straw. The girls at the bar were shooting me the massivest daggers because I asked for a straw. I was like, but he needs them, he's disabled. Anyway, just a little note that you should also think about, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I guess there are some things that we're all ashamed to be using, which are still resorting to use of.
Well, brings me to my question. What's something you have in your house that you shouldn't?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Gabe, you're not a saint.
I'm not a saint.
No.
Sometimes I like to use non-recycled toilet paper.
Oh, you're a filthy woman. Ooh, yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's just nicer. It's softer and fresher. I don't know. I've got a delicate.
What's the go with, I'm going to throw it back at you. What's the go with flying at Melbourne Comedy Festival? Because there's a lot of flyers that get handed out to promote shows.
Yes, there are.
You're a bunch of egotistical sons of you-know-whats, wasting all that paper. Who do you think you are?
It's actually interesting you bring this up, because I was flyering down at Town Hall and I had thousands of these things printed, right? And two girls said to me, oh, no, we're not going to accept them because they're not good for the environment. And I looked down and they were drinking coffees with straws in them. And
The filthy sons of...
Yeah, I pulled them up on it and they were like all being bashful about it.
Yes.
But, you know, everyone's guilty of something. There's those people that love the plastic bag.
Yes.
There's people out there with plastic bags.
Well, we've all got that stash of plastic bags under our staircase that we still use.
Mm-hmm.
And let's all call a spade a spade. When you go to Kmart or a place that they still have plastic bags, you're going to stock up like an apocalypse. You're going to do at least five of those things because you know you need a backup.
We've just had someone texting in saying coffee pods.
Oh, the filthy. I really want to say the B word.
Hello, this is Julie Zamira and you're listening to Ben and Gabe.
I'm just thinking, though, I think it's going to become a thing now. It's going to be like we're going to have prohibition straws or prohibition microbeads.
Where are you going to get them?
Well, where are you going to get them? Is there going to be like a secret website where you're going to be able to find these plastic straws? Like you're going to need a Wicca account to find them or something.
Today I have learnt that Ben hates dolphins.
Oh, come on.
Ben uses plastic straws. Everybody know about it. You're never going to be able to pick up in Northside again. No one wants a bar of that.
Well, they're all just hidden in my closet.
What?
The straws. The straws. Not the dolphins.
The dolphins. Well, we have had a text in that says, stuff the dolphins right back. And that is definitely from my girlfriend.
Come on, show some love and respect to the dolphins.
Well, that's why she doesn't like them. That's why she doesn't like them, because they showed her some love.
Yeah, what happened?
She went swimming with the dolphins with her brother and one of the dolphins got very frisky with her.
Oh.
It was like rubbing up against her and her brother just got out of there and left her with the dolphin.
Really?
So she has PTSD when it comes to dolphins now, which they're quite a randy little animal.
I didn't know that.
They are. They're quite randy. Yeah. And there's a few animals out there that are a little bit randy.
Yeah. Oh, this one's just gnawing at my leg under the table.
This is getting Ben excited.
Oh, flipper. Turns out he can do more than flip. Yeah.
Speaking of randy animals, we've got the story about the orangutan, Malu, who got out at the zoo coming up. And apparently he's also a little fiery little, little whippersnapper. But anyway, not everyone loves dolphins, but they all love us.
Joy!
We're going to be talking about the election because loves to talk about the election.
Of course.
Bill Shorten, he's been at a few schools. He's been in WA. He's been doing some campaigning.
Are you all right?
So I want to talk about that.
I want to talk about the guy who's not been at schools, Stephen Dixon.
Yeah.
He's not been reading children's books. He's been hanging out with kids, but not at primary schools.
Big kids.
Yeah, big kids.
Yeah. And the big monkey that
Malou
that escaped over the weekend.
Yes, Malou.
You're very excited about the story, aren't you, Gabe?
I've got to love an animal story. Yeah. This is gold.
Yeah.
We've got strip clubs. We've got Randy orangutans. We've got Bill Shorten reading books.
Not someone you really want to get Randy with, hey?
Bill Shorten?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no. No, no, not at all. Mm. It'd be more your type than mine, but...
Look, I've been with a few douches in my time, but maybe not someone as big a douche as Bill Shorten, let's be honest.
We are going to get in trouble today. We are being cheeky little monkeys ourselves.
What's that sound, Gabe?
Uh-oh, it's the morality police.
Oh, no. Lock him up. Put him in the van. Send him away.
Steve Dixon. Mm,
yeah, Steve Dick.
What an idiot. We all know. I mean, everyone listening knows the story. Steve Dixon, he got caught up in the whole NRA US gun lobby scandal.
Yeah.
Pauline said, release the footage. That will prove that we have been tricked and we didn't want the money. They released the footage.
Got a little bit more than they bargained for, hey?
Yes. Some of it was filmed in a strip club. Steve Dixon giving out the dollar notes.
Mm.
Yeah. He's been fired.
You got to love One Nation, though, because it's all about giving everyday Australians a fairer go and keeping our glorious virgin borders safe from immigrants. But is One Nation now available for weddings, parties and bucks nights?
Especially bucks nights. Yeah, definitely. They'll go there. Oh, what an idiot.
He's kind of got on the defence now, though, Steve Dixon, because I love how he said, like, he was drunk and it doesn't reflect his real behaviour.
Yeah.
I feel like it kind of does.
It does. You can't use a few drinks as an excuse. And that was the thing right from the start. They were saying, oh, we'd had a few drinks,
Yeah.
If you're like a political leader, you don't go out and have drinks and grope strippers on the boob. I mean, it's just, it goes without saying. What I think is hilarious, though, even though he did get fired and Pauline is clearly quite upset about it, she still says that he's a family man. I don't know if she understands what a family man is.
Oh, he cares about everyday real Australians.
He's not devoted to his family, because if he was devoted to his family, he wouldn't be getting drunk in America, trying to get money out of the US gun lobby and groping strippers. Mm. It's just gross. This man is 56 years old.
Yeah.
It's just a disgrace. Anyway. And
it is funny that Pauline Hanson supported James Ashby and Steve Dixon during the NRA scandal.
Yeah.
And she's finally put her foot down.
Because
it's okay to sell guns to Australians.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, they were trying to say that's what wasn't happening. But
Steve Dixon's also blamed the Qatar government because he said, despite being on a self-funded trip with a person who I never imagined to be an undercover journalist funded by the Qatar government. Mm. There he goes, blaming Middle Easterns again.
Yeah, well, because the whole Al Jazeera sounds Middle Eastern. And so they're trying to trick their followers by saying, oh, it's all a big inside.
Anyway, we're going to talk more politics after this,
I love that you're going to give it a crack because I don't really know much about politics.
Me neither. And all I know is that ScoMo and Bill Shorten really want to win the election.
They do.
They're going to throw it all in.
One kindergarten at a time.
I'm James Montgomery and I'll be back with more Joy News at 9.
Thank you so much, James.
James, we have had a text in from David Tolk, friend of the show. He said that Steve Dixon's erection cost him the election. He also said that Pauline Hanson would be very upset paying a foreigner to do a job an Aussie could do.
very good.
Mozart, right words. Speaking of right words, there's a whole lot of politicians are going around right now trying to say all the right words.
Exactly, of course they are.
Because the election's 3 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Shorten and ScoMo, they're popping up everywhere.
They are.
They're doing anything and everything for a vote. I was talking to Bill Shorten the other day. I'm like, can you lend me $20 if I vote for you? He's like, yeah, sure, mate. gave me $20.
I hope you didn't tell him you use plastic straws, though.
Well, actually, no. I said, if you can bring plastic straws back in, I'll vote for you. He was like, yeah, sure, mate.
I'll give you $10 million.
Anyway, the politicians, they're popping up everywhere.
Yep.
Bill Shorten, he was at a WA school the other day.
Yeah.
He was at a daycare centre.
Yes.
And he was reading The Very Hungry Caterpillar mm-hmm. to the kids.
Yes.
Thought that was a little bit of a low blow. I thought he could have maybe read Pinocchio instead. Yeah. I thought that would have been a more like fitting choice.
Yes, that's a good one.
Anyway, what I loved is apparently he blamed the caterpillar's eating addiction to the previous Liberal government.
Yeah, of course.
That's a bit of a low blow to say that to the kids.
Yeah. But, you know, he's reading and that's the thing.
Anyway, Bill Shorten, he's throwing money around left, right and centre, almost to the point where Australian media has apparently said that on the weekend he was spending $230 million a minute with all his promises.
Oh, well, that's only half of what Stephen Dixon paid at the strippers. So.
Yeah, just some loose change.
I don't think you use loose change at the strip clubs.
Yeah.
It's frowned upon.
Yeah. Anyway. ScoMo's been calling Bill, though, the very cranky bear.
Oh, yeah?
That's a bit of a low blow. That's a bit offensive to the bear community,
don't
you think?
Yeah, true, true. That is a book, though, isn't it? That's a kid's book as well?
The Very Cranky Bear?
Yeah.
I think it is. I think he used it as like a very sort of cheap one-liner Bill.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Nice, nice.
Anyway, my sources are telling me that ScoMo's going to be out of school today.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's going to be reading There's a Hippopotamus on Our Roof Eating Cake.
Okay.
Seems quite fitting.
Come on, kids, get on the roof.
Breakfast on Joy.
Malu, the orangutan.
Yeah.
All right. I love monkeys.
Yeah, you love animals.
All of the animals.
You send photos all the time to me and you're like with a dog and you're like on the ground. You're like, look at this little bubby. And you message me on Saturday and you're like, oh my God, I've got our story for Wednesday. We're going to be talking about this gorilla.
Yeah. It's orangutan.
There are three
different types of the great apes. You've got your orangutans, you've got your gorillas, and you've also got the chimps.
I love the chimps. They're my favourites.
I tell you how you can
need to see a dentist, but they're my favourites.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you a story about a chimp that might not put you in their favour.
Yeah.
So there's the three main great apes. So if you were to drop a screwdriver into a cage with a chimp will pick it up and it will try and kill you with it.
Right.
If you drop it in with a gorilla will try and eat it.
Mm.
If you drop a screwdriver in with an orangutan like Malu, he will hide it from you, wait for you to leave, and then use it to escape. And he will literally unpick locks, unscrew hinges. They're really clever. And this little guy has got out twice before.
Do you reckon he can maybe show us how to be better people at life?
Well, he could probably teach you how to do a few things around the house with a screwdriver.
So tell us about Malu, Gabe.
Okay, well, Malu's got out before. He got out of about 3 years ago.
Yeah,
and he used...
because he's a cheeky little 15-year-old. He's the Sumatran orangutan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cheeky little bugger. He got out a couple of years ago by using a blanket to get over the wall.
Really?
They're not really sure how he got out this time. They're just trying to figure it out, I guess.
Yeah.
But they're really smart. They're really clever and they will try and get ways to get out. But the thing is, the inside word is orangutans are a little bit, I don't know what the right word is to...
Frisky?
A little frisky.
Yeah, right.
A little bit frisky.
Yeah.
So they were apparently, they were a little bit concerned that he might try and get in to do some loving with the other animals.
Really? Yeah. That's what they were worried about. He wasn't going to throw bananas at people.
Well, it wasn't the main concern, but...
steal a little baby. Rip someone's face off.
No, you're worried
he was going to...
He's like, let's get it on.
Yeah, right.
So that's the thing. Apparently, orangutans do have a soft spot for possums.
Yeah.
Too much information, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, run into the trees, possum. Run away as far as you can. I've actually heard news about Malu. Apparently, Malu was in Alcatraz.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He got out.
So they brought him to Melbourne Zoo because he's a serial escape artist. Apparently he was in the same zoo as, same zoo as Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what happened to Hannibal's face? I just love it that he got out. I mean, what a cute little monkey.
I love with this, though, that all the patrons that were at the zoo, what's the one place they lead them to? The gift shop. They safely led them into the gift shop. It's all right, guys, you're safe. Here's a bunch of overpriced pieces. pieces of crap to make you feel better? Exactly. How about this $100 stuffed gorilla to cheer you up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've had, I actually remember a few times being at the zoo. Do you remember going like for like school excursions and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
This reminds me of a time I remember when I was a teenager and we had a Chinese exchange student. I was asked to take care of her and she couldn't really speak much English. Mm. And I remember we were watching the lion enclosure and the lions just started bonking and getting it on.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, they are just doing this. We kind of universally looked at each other, even though I couldn't speak to her and she couldn't speak to me. I'm like, yep, they're getting it on. Yeah, this is awkward.
Universal language of love. We've just had a text in from Andy that said chimpanzees are 30 times stronger than a man.
Right.
That's pretty insane.
I should start dating a chimpanzee.
What? Depends what you're into, Ben, I guess. I just love that Malou, the little cheeky thing, was looking out for some nice zebra ass.
I've actually got a bit of an exclusive, Gabe.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was actually in the zoo on the weekend.
Oh, you didn't tell me.
And I've got an exclusive recording of Malou in the zoo. We're going to play it. This is a world exclusive.
Okay, cool.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, right, of course
let's
I do,
do
Ben.
It. We're going in.
You've been holding back on me.
They're very frisky.
They are.
Ah, Malou. Randy little bugger, isn't he?
Yes. Malou. Cheeky little thing. He's a little teenager.
Oh, he's still going.
That's him getting into the gift shop. I'm just telling you. If you're at the zoo and they tell you to get to the gift shop now, do it and take your kids with you.
We're going to say goodbye soon. We're covered in scratch mark. Anyway.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Did you watch Drag Race over the weekend?
I didn't.
They did a really great skit with US comic Fortune Feet. So we've interviewed.
Yes, she's cool as.
She is cool as. And you can hear our interview with her on our podcast page.
Amazing.
And
we've
Joy.
Had Todrick Hall from Drag.
We have.
Yeah. That's cool. Also,
so you can listen to that on there as well.
Todrick Hall. Fortune Fame star. Also, just recently we interviewed Richard Stubbs, so that's available for podcasting right now.
I actually had a friend, he was listening to our podcast, gave really great feedback.
Cool.
Said it was great, said you were really funny.
Nah.
He just kept going, your co-host is really funny. They're really funny. I'm like, and never said anything about me.
Wow.
Not a single word.
Ouch, that hurts. Just really quickly, you know how you're talking about taking an exchange student to the zoo and watching lions get it on?
Yeah.
We've had a text in. Apparently a little girl said to a vet that she'd seen two kangaroos bonking at the zoo and he said to her, we fit more in the paddock when we stack them that way. They were just stacked well.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
You got it.